said. This voice was a Sibyl's, rife with portent.
"The deceivers have been heard from," the Radisha announced,
causing a general startled reaction that included the disembodied spy.
"Lately, we've had reports from Dejagor, Meldermai, Gorja, and Danjil about men having been slain in classic Strangler fashion."
Swan had recovered. "In classic Strangler work, only the killers know that it happened. They aren't assassins. The bodies would go through their religious rites and be buried in some holy place."
The Radisha ignored his remarks.
"Today there was a strangling here, in Taglios. Perhul Khorji was the victim. He died in a joy house, an institution specializing in young girls. Such places aren't supposed to exist anymore. Yet they persist."
That was an accusation. The Greys were charged with crushing that sort of exploitation. But the Greys worked for the Protector, and the Protector did not care.
"I gather that anything you can imagine can still be found for sale."
Some people blamed a national moral collapse on the Black Company. Others blamed the ruling family. A few even blamed the Protector. Fault did not matter, nor did the fact that most of the nastier evils had existed almost since the first mud hut went up alongside the river. Taglios had changed, and desperate people will do what they must to survive. Only a fool would expect the results to be pretty. Swan asked,
"Who is this Perhul Khorji?"
He glared over his shoulder. He had a scribe of his own recording the meeting back there in the darkness. Plainly, he wondered why the Radisha was familiar with this particular murder when he was not.
"Sounds like the guy got something he had coming. You sure it wasn't just his adventure with the little girls gone bad?"
"Quite possibly Khorji did deserve what happened,"
the Radisha said with bitter sarcasm.
"He was Vedna, so he'll be talking it over with his god about now, I would imagine. His morals don't interest us, Swan. His position does. He was one of the Inspector General's leading assistants. He collected taxes in the Cheka and East Waterfront areas. His death will cause problems for months. His areas were some of our best revenue producers.
Maybe somebody who owed his child companion survived, and he did call for help.
The sort of men who handled troublemakers in those places arrived while it was happening. Stranglers did it. It was an initiation killing. The strangler candidate was inept. Nevertheless, with the help of his arm holders, he managed to break Khorji's neck."
"So they were captured?"
"No. The one they called Daughter of Night was there, overseeing the initiation."
"So the strong-arm guys would have been scared witless once they recognized her. No Guni or Shadar wanted to believe the Daughter of Night was just a nasty young woman, not a mythic figure. Few Taglians of those religions would find the courage to interfere with her."
"All right," Swan conceded. "That would mean real stranglers. But how did they recognize the Daughter of Night?"
Exasperated, Soulcatcher snapped,